Welcome back to the BunSports.com podcast. I'm Jacob Bunn as we preview week 7 of college football. We're rolling right through the season. We're about halfway home now, halfway through the regular season anyway. Then we have the bowl season and the college football playoff to contend with after that. I'm joined today by the college football professor, as I am each and every week. We previewed week six last week. We'll preview week 8 next week, and this week we have the 7th installment of the college football season so far. Professor, it has been an interesting ride to this point. If you watched the Tennessee-Texas A&M game last week, you saw quite an affair, and then you had Alabama-Arkansas and several other interesting matchups that, not really any surprises last week, but here we are at week 7.
I guess if you're looking at storylines that come out of this, they have to be in somewhat a little bit negative. For instance, the LSU-Florida debacle and all of that, the wrangling that went on with that. And the other thing would be the demise of Notre Dame. Yeah. I think those are two really good storylines. Now, as you said, as far as games last week, what a game between Arkansas and Alabama and then Tennessee and A&M. That was just absolutely tremendous football.
It was, and you're right about the demise of A&M. We'll talk about, the demise of Notre Dame. We'll talk about the Fighting Irish here in just one moment. But let's get started on this week, and we'll start with a few games, as we do each and every week, that may be potential upsets, and I'll get your thoughts on them. You usually rate them 1, 2, or 3, with 3 being the greatest chance that the top-ranked team or higher-ranked team gets knocked off, and 1 being the lowest chance. So we'll start with a game that's taking place tonight. And again, if you're listening to this podcast on Saturday, you already know the outcome of this game, but it is taking place Friday night, and that is Duke playing at number 7 Louisville in this ACC interdivisional matchup or cross-divisional matchup. The Cardinals should probably win this one, right?
If we're looking at it 1-2-3, and 1 being the least and 3 being the greatest, I'd have to put it a 1.
Okay, so no chance here really for Duke. Early Saturday morning, you might see Kansas State at number 19 Oklahoma if you're in the mood for a Big 12 showdown. The Sooners in this one, they're trying to get things back on track. You know, they had a kind of a rough start to the season with a couple of interesting losses. Do they have any problems here with Bill Snyder's Kansas State team?
You always have a problem with Bill Snyder's Kansas State team, and so I would say it'd be a 2 or 3.
I'm going to throw one in there that wasn't on our list. And I don't think it would be an upset, but I'm going to throw it in there anyway while we're talking Big 12. And that's number 20, West Virginia, who, by the way, is 4-0, very quietly at 4-0 right now, playing at a 3-2 Texas Tech squad. This is an interesting matchup for both of these teams.
It sure is. And I guess if you were to ask me about that game, I'd have to say I have no idea. But something tells me that West Virginia is a little bit more real than is Texas Tech.
How about Wake Forest at number 14, Florida State? This is an ACC Atlantic matchup, and these two teams, well, not these two teams, but Florida State trying to keep the pressure on Clemson and Louisville, just keep plugging away, and at the end of the season see where things stand. Of course, they'll play Clemson in a few weeks, but do they stumble against Wake Forest?
Well, the Demon Deacons, for whatever reason, maybe you could tell me, they're having very quietly a very good year. So I'm going to have to say that while I don't expect them to win the game, this would be one that I just wouldn't be surprised about.
So you'd give this one a 3
maybe,
or 2?
Maybe 2.5.
2.5? Okay, 2.5 there on the scale. Number 10, Nebraska is playing at Indiana, and this is one I think of all the 4 games we've talked about so far, I would put this one at the highest probability of an upset. Can you call an upset? I guess you can. I mean, this is a top-ranked Nebraska team right now, 5-0, but Indiana is a dangerous team, and I think they get the Nebraska Cornhuskers this weekend.
Yes, there's no question. I'd put 3. I'd put that as a 3. The truth is, I just don't know what Nebraska is yet.
Flashing red light. I guess if you're Big Red, yes. They call them Big Red up there. I think
a lot of red there. But the thing is, Hoosier. In the Hoosier state, so who knows?
That's right. And, yes, it's also a red state, by the way, in the electoral map. So a lot of red there in Lincoln, Nebraska. Stanford playing at Notre Dame. These are not upset. Don't worry. We're not saying this would be in any way considered an upset for either team. But Stanford is playing at Notre Dame in a game that doesn't have the national appeal. I mean, it doesn't matter for the college football playoff or any major bowl, but these two programs are just trying to save face at this point. But Notre Dame, you talked about it earlier, they are on a slide right now, and they don't want to lose at home this weekend against Stanford. So with this game, with Notre Dame favored by 3, and I'm going to get your take on this game, what do you think?
Well, you just got through saying that Indiana was a red state, mm-hmm. and we talked about the Hoosiers being red, mm-hmm. and talking about the red of Indiana. I think the loser of this game is going to have a red face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's by no means, I don't think the professor means that as a pun on Brian Kelly, because sometimes he really does get red on the face on the sidelines when he gets mad at some of his players.
You can't
Do you think
help
Brian
it,
Kelly's in trouble here?
I don't think. I think he's bought a lot of goodwill. I think he's established himself well. There might be a few people throwing, few temper tantrums with him and that kind of thing. But, mm-hmm. no, I don't think so. But I do think Stanford will win this game. But Stanford has just really underperformed this year.
They have indeed. And this would be a big road win for them if they were able to go to South Bend and get this victory. Vanderbilt at Georgia. Huge game here. Well, maybe not huge, but an SEC game that does carry some weight. Georgia trying to stay alive for potentially, if something were to happen to Tennessee and for that race to the East, so they get the win.
If they play a great game like they did against South Carolina, they'll win by 1 or 2 points.
Yeah.
That game was not, it was just not a good football game. And I look for the Georgia Vanderbilt game to be the same way.
Yeah, I agree. Very ugly game. Missouri at number 18, Florida. And again, we talked about, you mentioned at the beginning of the show, this Florida LSU thing has kind of gone off the rails, but they are going to play LSU, so now the heat's on. Florida has to win if they want to put pressure on Tennessee. Assuming Tennessee were to lose this weekend, then Florida would have to win out, but they would get in the SEC championship. It starts right here against a Missouri team they should beat at home.
I think Florida will begin to get their wobbling back straightened out a little bit, and get back in the middle of the road. I think they win this game, and I think they'll help themselves to get back somewhat stable.
Got a North Carolina at Miami game. We'll stay in the Sunshine State. Miami with a very tough loss by a blocked extra point, and again, a crazy, crazy outcome of that Florida State-Miami game last weekend. But they got a rebound. Mark Richt has got to get his team back ready to play. They're at home against North Carolina. Do they get this win?
I think this is going to be probably one of the real challenging games. I would just have to say this is an even game as far as I'm concerned.
Miami is favored by about a touchdown, but that doesn't mean much in a game like this. Ole Miss is playing at number 12. Ole Miss is playing at number 22, Arkansas. And how good, first of all, is this Ole Miss team right now? Arkansas just came off the loss to Alabama, and Ole Miss has had a week off to prepare for this game. So how good is this Ole Miss team?
Well, it's according to whether Chad Kelly brings the same kind of excitement and fire into this game as he did up in his home city of Buffalo last weekend. But I think Ole Miss will win the game.
They've had really 2 weeks off after they got slaughtered, or after they slaughtered Georgia. They played Memphis, and then they had a week off. So they've had a couple of weeks to rest up, but they need it because they have at Arkansas, at LSU, and Auburn the next 3 weeks. So that is going to be quite a stretch there for the Rebels. All right, let's talk about two top 10 matchups, and we'll start in Wisconsin, where you have Madison, Wisconsin, where you have Camp Randall Stadium is going to be alive Saturday night as Ohio State rolls in there, the number 2 team in America, undefeated, playing very well. Any chance that the Buckeyes get toppled by the Badgers in this one? They're favored by 10.5, Ohio State is.
Well, 10.5 is a lot of points. Mm-hmm. I mean, but when you stop and think about the last time they met, when they were both excited and looked like playing for the play-in game to be in the college football playoff, the final score was Ohio State 59, mm-hmm. and Wisconsin 0. Now, I don't think it'll be a 59-0, but I'm just can't go – I can't go with Wisconsin. I went with Wisconsin against Michigan, and it didn't work out so well. So I don't have to say that Ohio State will win this game.
I like them, too. I like Ohio State big, 24 points or so. I think this is going to get ugly as the game moves on. Oh, well, Wisconsin will keep it close for a half. I mean, Camp Randall Stadium will be jumping around as they like to do up there, but it won't be it won't be elongated. The success won't be. Then finally, let's go to the third Saturday in October. Yes, that is this weekend. It is, in fact, the third Saturday in October. And that means the leaves are changing, number one. And but it also means Alabama and Tennessee, the number one ranked Crimson Tide. They survived a road test last week against the top 25 team. This is a little bigger test this week against the top 10 team in Tennessee. Yes, Tennessee is at the end of a rigorous stretch in which they had played Florida, Texas A&M, and Georgia. Here they are playing Alabama on the heels of that. But at the same time, if there's ever a game Tennessee's going to get up for, it's going to be this one. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, I think if it were a normal game, Tennessee might struggle in the sense that, you know, they had a difficult game last week, and they've had a couple of games where they've really had to rabbit out of the hat to even get the win. But being the fact that they're playing Alabama, they're going to really be ready. I think the energy level will be high. I think all of those other factors will not keep them down. But I think unless Alabama does a lot of things to wound itself or hurt itself or get in its own way, I think Alabama will win the game. If they play, both of them play their game, I think Alabama will win fairly comfortably.
I picked Alabama to lose last week. I picked them to lose against Arkansas. Not a very smart thing, really, to pick against Nick Saban's Crimson Tide team. So I'm not going to pick against them this weekend. I do think Tennessee is going to make it a competitive ball game, and this could be closer than some people think, but I do think Alabama will win. I like Alabama, Ohio State. I like Ole Miss over Arkansas. I like Miami at home. I like Florida. I like Georgia, and I like Stanford like you do on the road. Those are my picks.
Jacob, I will say this, that last week you were saying in your top four, you put Texas A&M there, and I think you were kind of a front runner at that point because they've proven themselves maybe to be one of the top four or five teams in the country.
Very good Texas A&M team. I thought after the second week of the year when they played UCLA and then Prairie View A&M, believe it or not, after the Prairie View A&M won when they won 67-0, I said this team is not this team looks really good. And if you look at their statistics, they're pressuring quarterbacks, their defense is playing much better this year. Now, they got a big test next week. I mean, it's going to really be on the line on how good they really are next week. But to this point, they've acquitted themselves very nicely. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all works out. Well, we'll continue to preview it here at BunSports.com. Who, by the way, if you had to put a top four together, how would you stack them up right now? I'm sure you'd have Alabama at one and probably Ohio State at two. But if you had to put two teams behind those two, and you know I'd put Texas A&M, and then I tell you, it's tough. I would probably go with Washington over Clemson, but you could probably interchange those for me. How would you
list them? Do it a little bit differently. I would have Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and then I would put a tie between Texas A&M and Washington.
Yeah. Washington playing very impressively as well. Well, for the BunSports.com podcast, for the college football professor, I am Jacob Bunn. We will see you next week as we continue to roll on through the 2016 college football season.